It's time for the Way Highway on Adobe Radio, brought to you by Nice Guy Digital and Dr. God Productions, with your hosts, Justin Ware and Sean Cowig.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Way Highway, a lean and green radio show exploring the wild and wonderful world of weed. A community curation of cannabis Americana is hosted by two THC aficionados, me, Justin Ware.
And myself, Sean Cowig. Want to know more about us and the show?
Well, I do.
You can. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's perfect. You know so much already. We're friends on Venmo now.
We are friends on Venmo.
That's crazy.
That's a big day.
It's a big day. That's a thing, too, apparently,
yeah.
World. You can be friends with people on Venmo. So
we're gonna come back to that in 1 second here, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. Cyberstalk us right now on the information superhighway at The Way Highway on Twitter, at Way Highway on Instagram.
Or you can visit our website at www.thewayhighway.com. We have links to past shows. You can write to submit your favorite segments. Or you can find us on Venmo and maybe even send us some money.
Yeah, man, friend us on Venmo, send us ideas and money. We'll take both.
I think the Venmo friend thing
is
just so that, like, if you're not sure you have the right Sean Cowig.
Uh-huh.
You're like, oh, is it Sean Cowig 19 or Sean Cowig 20? Because I assume there's at least 20.
Right. That makes sense. But, I mean, once you kind of breach that, what's to stop it from being everything? Before you know it, it'll be like, send a message. And then, like, you're messaging, and then you're posting updates, and then it's Facebook, and then...
I don't think there is anything stopping it from that.
That's what I'm saying.
Except for the fact that who wants to hang out on Venmo. Actually, sometimes I actually think Venmo... In many ways, the Venmo, you can go and see, like, the thread of things people are paying for, which I don't... Every once in a while, like, when I'm on Venmo, I'm like, who's been buying what? Because nobody...
They got you, dude.
They did get me. But nobody says what they're... You know, it's like, it is the ultimate, like, bit machine,
well,
right? Because people are like, sexual favors, you know, or...
Well, all you need is, like, if you can post a picture of the thing that you're paying for, because then you're Instagram. And if you just, like, I don't know, talk shit all day, then you're Twitter.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel about, that's what I feel like Twitter is now.
It is, basically. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of enjoy sometimes a Venmo. I'm like, all right, let's see how clever my friends are today.
Yeah.
But
Or who's actually out there paying for sexual favors from other people you know.
That's true. Might be. I got to move this thing. I can't see you, Sean.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go.
That would be an odd thing to find out. To find out, like, you're being cheated on through Venmo.
Oh, man.
Think about
it. But who would put, like, cheating on Rob?
I don't know. There are some really dumb people out there.
Yeah, there are some pretty dumb people out there.
Really dumb people out there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you wouldn't even have to be that explicit. You could just be like, you know... Beverly Wilshire Hotel or something and be like, well, I thought you were at work.
Yeah. Why did you, you know, send Sparkle Shoe LA half of that? Also, why would if I got a prostitute, why would I Venmo or why would she Venmo? Why would we split the cost of the hotel room?
Probably not.
I bet
if you're hiring a prostitute, it's probably your job.
I think the hotel room's on me.
Yeah.
I think I don't know. Although,
I bet prostitutes take Venmo.
Hey, I bet.
I mean, if you are a prostitute, first of all, you should have told me by now. But if you are a prostitute, Sean.
Oh, no. I'm the prostitute in this situation?
No, I mean, anyone could
be
the prostitute.
I'll split the room. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
No worries.
If you are a prostitute, like, Venmo seems like that's safer than cash, right?
I mean, there is an option for private, so.
We had better get sponsorship from Venmo for our excellent.
God, Venmo, if you're out there.
Yeah.
Who is Venmo? Have you ever tried to?
It's owned by PayPal. It's the same company now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know. Well, they bought them. PayPal bought them.
Oh, man.
Which is weird because Venmo is a much better app than PayPal, but it
I guess, all right.
but yeah, feel free to Venmo us. A dollar for every Venmo reference, Venmo.
Yeah, Venmo.
You know, before we dive fully into this, it's very important for us to warn you about the dangers of riding on the Way Highway.
Let's get a message out there.
So here's a little public service announcement to kick us off.
This is Herbie Hancock. You know, a lot of people are into hard drugs like skag and downers, and they don't really realize how much they're playing with their bodies, their lives, and the natural abilities that they're born with. Let me tell you, you don't need that stuff to get into music or to get into yourself. Music is the finest high around.
Skag or Adonis?
Or Adonis. Downers. Did you think Adonis, like the beautiful Greek character from myth?
Yes. That's exactly what I thought, unfortunately.
We need to do a strainer that is strains of weed or Greek gods.
Yes. That won't be the one we'll play today, but I will whip that up.
We do have a strainer coming up later. We're very excited with our fantastic guest we'll be introducing after we do the break. But the other guest that we always have is a product. That's a stretch to call it that, but we're going to run with it.
Well, it has a name today.
Sean, product review.
So today, I've got a Dr. Norm's Low Dose cannabis-infused cookie. It's their chocolate chip therapy. One cookie.
Did you say chocolate chip therapy?
Yeah, chocolate chip therapy, bro.
Okay, all right.
So this is a 5
That sounds
milligram.
like a Kathy cartoon.
I know.
Ack, chocolate chip therapy. Nobody in the universe hearing the show has any idea who Kathy is.
So I got this cookie at Herbarium. Which is a new dispensary in Los Angeles.
That sounds very Greek god.
Yeah.
Herbarium.
Apollo, meet me at the Herbarium with Bring Adonis and Skag. this is a good cookie. It even says on it, Dr. Norm's is, taste the cookie, not the cannabis. So they, taste the cookie, not the cannabis. So they're trying to make a delightful cookie, and they've succeeded. It's a great chocolate chip cookie. It reminds me of
Mrs. Fields.
No, because it's too small. What are the is it the Keebler ones that you'd get like just a couple of them in a small package at like a 7-Eleven?
Oh, right, yeah, the mini ones.
Yeah. It really does remind me of that.
Is it soft or hard? Because chocolate chip cookies, you can go either way.
It's medium.
Oh,
It's in the middle of soft and hard. So at Herbarium, they have a gumball machine.
Okay.
And you put 50 cents in there and, one of those little plastic, balls comes out with a slip of paper in it and you could win something. And I won a 1 cent edible and this was my 1 cent edible.
Nice.
That I paid a penny for.
Well, technically you paid 51 cents for it.
Okay.
Okay. That's still a good deal though for an edible. 51 cents. It's good price.
You got me. Busted.
What else was available in there? Was that one of the better prizes or is like, "Oh, you could have won the Vitamix."
I could have won the franchise. No, I don't know. It was my first time doing it.
Oh, okay.
But I guess I like to think I was a winner on my first time.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So a 5 milligram cookie, and the one thing I want to say about a 5 milligram cookie, because if you listen to the Way Highway, and you should, and you are, so thank you, I always say go 10 milligram by 10 milligram. So this is a super low dose cookie.
Right.
The thing I find about 5 milligrams, you'll find like low dose cookies like this, a lot of the little breath mints are 5 milligrams. And I find it very easy to forget about it, to take the thing, forgot you have taken a thing, and then go about your business, and then all of a sudden realize, wait a minute, something is truly strange about me right now.
Right.
And you have to get back to like, oh, I took 5 milligrams of THC, everything's fine.
Right.
I did that once with a mint. I was in the middle of walking a friend's dog, and I thought I was losing my mind. And then I remembered I had a mint.
Right. I think it's interesting. Do you think that I like a mint to me, I feel like edibles for so long have been cookies, brownies, things like that.
Yeah.
But like if you consume a lot of edibles, like I feel like now things are starting to become things like mints or lollipops, whatever, because you don't want to eat like cookies. Like
right.
You know, if you're trying to, you know, remain healthy, you're not like, oh, do you have a brownie or a cookie or a Rice Krispie treat?
Also,
or,
there are times you have to get for yourself something that you're not going to want to instantly eat all of, right? I guess for me,
which
it
is not the case with a cookie.
Well, you're gonna eat the whole cookie. I mean, like a bag of cannabis infused popcorn can be dangerous because if the whole bag is 100 milligrams and I'm only meant to eat one dose of it, 10 milligrams, I'm gonna find it hard because I shovel popcorn into my face.
Yeah, there's no way that I would not eat an entire
You'd
bag
eat all
of
the popcorn,
popcorn
and
yeah.
you freak out.
I mean, that's the whole point of popcorn is that you can eat like a whole bag of it and it's not as bad as eating a whole bag of anything else.
Yeah, but like a THC Listerine strip, like, you know, one of those, I'm not going to want to eat all 25 in the pack or whatever because
that would be weird.
That would be a weird thing.
Especially if you ate it in like one like thick chunk of like you bit through it like biting through a jujube.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's not good.
No, that's seriously bad. Disgusting. Don't and then that. You're and then I'm sorry, but your breath is too fresh.
Yeah, and people know too. People yeah, are like, nope.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny when you mention like they're like taste the cookie, not the cannabis. Mm-hmm. Like I still am of the mind that if I can't taste like a little bit of the cannabis, I'm like, oh, this isn't gonna work.
Yeah, or you don't believe that it'll work.
I mean, it ends up, but yeah, right. It's so funny. But I mean, now I guess, you know, you have faith now. It's all technical and all good.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my girlfriend.
No.
Like, you have faith now, so.
I have faith now. Like, wait
yeah,
a minute.
My girlfriend's great. I eat edibles with her, and she's fantastic. Wait a minute.
Wait, what is happening? I guess that's the downside of a name like Faith. Every once in a while, you're going to have one of these.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and we've got a great guest. Mr. Marshall Givens is going to be joining us after we come back. And we're going to play a little Anderson .Paak. This is a song not called Tints. I called Tints, not Mints.
Ah.
It's a very different song featuring Kendrick Lamar, and we'll be right back with Marshall Givens.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Way Highway Adobe Radio.
Hello.
Thank you. As always,
thank you
for joining us, listeners, and thank you for joining us, our guest today. Very
yes.
A friend of ours, an actor,
y'all can't tell me nothing after that intro music.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Marshall Givens, welcome to the
What's
show.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good
baked,
to
man.
I'm so high, man.
I ate a cookie that didn't taste like a cookie. it's good to see you. For those you know, we've had a couple of blood-sucking bastards on the show before.
And
we always welcome people who we went through that wonderful experience with.
It's great. It's Sundance Slam Dance time right now,
right?
Guys?
Yeah, it just happened.
In Park City, right?
People are off. Amazon spent like $34 million up there or something like that. So.
Good to have that Bezos money.
Yeah, man. Oh boy, I can't wait to go back, and I feel like we will sometime
to Park City.
Yeah.
Those were some good times.
Very good times. Yeah. Very good times.
Yeah,
but
it was cold, but that's cool.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be cold up there though. That's you know.
That's true.
But you were telling us that, so in Bloodsucking Bastards, you play Frank,
the
security guard, one of our favorite characters.
Unsung hero, if I do say so myself.
That's fair. That's acceptable. But you're telling us you've gotten a little typecast. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I was a security guard when I moved to L.A.
Uh-huh.
Then I was a security guard in Bloodsucking Bastards, uh-huh. and... Now I'm a security guard on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. That's cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take the work.
Yeah.
Totally.
Honestly.
Well, and if I remember correctly, I think when you came into audition for Bloodsucking Bastards, I think you wore your uniform.
I did.
Yeah.
Because when they, like, honestly, the security company I was working for just randomly, like, just kind of stopped scheduling me. It was like a random thing where I was like, somebody wanted me to work at another location.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't know what happened, but then I just stopped being a part of the schedule, which is fine because I had gotten another job anyway. Right. Like,
but so, they never came back for your uniform.
No, so like nobody. I like literally have not heard from them since the last shift I worked. haven't called me for my uniform or anything. It's been 10 years.
Wow. And, I want them to find out through this show.
I hope so. I want to get phone call. Hey, you still? So you got our stuff, right? We got some night vision goggles we're looking for. Yeah. Like, I don't know about those, man.
That's really funny. Yeah. Well, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Parvesh is on as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Parvesh Chhina, who's also been on the show and one of our favorite people.
Great dude. I love him. Love that guy.
Yeah. It's a lot of weird Crazy Ex-Girlfriend crossover. It's happening.
It's weird. It's very weird. That's fun. Yeah. So check it out. It's Friday nights.
Yeah.
Friday nights. Yeah.
Friday nights on the CW, guys.
Sean's a big CW fan. He knows that.
You're a CW? Are you
a CW
man?
Guy.
He's a CW,
guy.
As they like to call
CW. There's a CWs? Yeah. I thought they changed it to CWF. CWFs. Like, just CW fans. Like they didn't like the W's. It was too...
CWF sounds like clown... clown to fuck or something.
No, it's...
CWF?
I don't know.
No, it sounds like a wrestling federation.
It's the clown wrestling federation.
There we go.
Why is there not a clown wrestling federation?
Oh, I bet there will be in about 6 months.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Man, come on.
Somebody's high.
I mean,
right
Lucha
Vavoom.
Yeah. Lucha Vavoom is kind of clown wrestling. I mean, it's Mexican, but they also
have a lot of they're not clowns. That's serious. Like that's serious business down there. Like you can't call it clown. Right.
Well, but there's also they have other performers.
WWF though. Like Dink and Doink is what we're looking for. Right. Those are the kinds of clowns we want.
Yeah.
You remember Dink and Doink?
Dink the clown?
This is not my wheelhouse. I'm not Brian James O'Connell.
Doink the clown was like Crush from Demolition or something like that.
Yeah, he was another wrestler and then he just wore. And then they had Dink was the little person who he would come in the wrestling in the ring with.
Can you imagine?
This is like mid-90s, late 90s wrestling.
It's funny because in Dr. God, there's a lot of wrestling knowledge, and I am party to none of it. But
you're on this end of the spectrum.
I never got into it.
BLC on the other end. Like.
And Neil knows, he knows wrestling, right? Neil knows, not as much as BLC.
Not as much as Brian. Probably not as much as me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just can't imagine you're on Demolition and you paint up in like all silver metallic and you're badass and like you're part of a tag team championship stable and like then that ends and then your boss is just like, we're going to dress you up like a clown now.
Man, whatever keeps the paychecks rolling in that business, man.
You're right.
It's a cutthroat business.
It is. But what's crazy, like, and do you think like a lot of those wrestlers, like, they're like, they look at like, The Rock and John Cena, and they're like, God damn it.
Hate
they must hate him.
Hate him.
They must hate him.
With a passion, hate him.
But, you know, there's something to be said about, like, that charisma. Like, you can't capture that in a bottle. Like, Rock is charismatic.
He
is
charismatic,
dude.
He is. And John Cena, like, did you see Blockers? I actually thought, I liked Blockers. I thought it was good.
You know what I did see? Ferdinand, where he's the voice of the bull, and his voice is great.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
No, he's pretty funny. I mean, in Blockers, it's him and Ike Barinholtz.
Yeah. See, but I feel like there's a certain level of like
Leslie
innate like charisma that you have to already have. Mm. But then there's also that next step that like people like Dwayne Johnson have taken, John Cena have taken, where it's like, well, I'm going to actually work at this. I'm going to like go, I'm going to study these people and I'm going to like work as hard as I can because I don't want to look foolish, where a lot of them probably, you know, like Roddy Piper didn't take any acting classes. Right. And he was just showing up in a movie. Like, you know what I mean?
Welcome to Frogtown.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he had taken it like as seriously as The Rock does, like, he may have been able to do something like that.
Right.
You know?
Sure. And those guys, I mean, I actually know someone that worked for a while doing production design for a lot of The Rock's projects for that. And like, you know, The Rock sleeps like 4 hours a night. I mean, they're crazy people.
Yeah, they really
are. And good for them. I'm happy for them. I, you know, I enjoy, I just saw the trailer today for the Jason Statham one, this Fast and Furious spinoff. Have you seen it yet? That's coming out.
That one,
Hobbs and whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. And
I've only and seen admit, Fast
I looked
and Furious
like,
one.
I'm like,
I've only seen the first one.
I'll see that.
So I have no business knowing that, but it's so it's permeated society so much.
it has permeated it. It's definitely one of those things like Star Wars where, like, even if you haven't, like, you know, if you don't know the world, you're like, I know who those people are. Right. I know who the characters are.
Yeah. Vin Diesel is surprisingly short. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, shit.
So he is. He's surprisingly short.
But that's a Hollywood thing, too, though. I happened to
be next to him one time, and I was like, oh, my God, that's Vin Diesel.
He's not as big
as I thought he was.
Was he like, could I get a half-calf latte?
No, it was literally me holding the door open for it. Oh, there's a guy walking. Oh, that's Vin Diesel. All right, and I just held the door open for him, and he walked into a hotel. I was just walking in, and he was walking out.
So were you a security guard?
Yeah. Yes.
Did he walk up to the front desk and say, I live my life one quality hotel stay at a time?
I have no idea. His voice does not carry that far. Okay, it's too deep.
Right. All right.
Plus, I think I heard him say, I am Groot.
That's the new one. That's... Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah.
In 100 different languages.
Man,
you worked in the weed space for a while.
Yeah. I worked for a genetics seed company for a couple years.
Was it seedy?
It was grunt.
Genetic seed company?
It was weird. It was weird grunt work. At first, it was one of those things where you think, oh, this is going to be the coolest thing. And then after a while, you're like, oh, this is just another job. Except I get to be high while I work, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, that was the only, like,
right.
other perk to it.
Were most of the people that were working there, like, were they high while they were working?
Oh, everybody was. There was only, like, 5 of us in the company. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a very small company, but, like, you know, shipping and growing and sales and mm-hmm. and design, like trying to come up with new products and also doing clothing.
Oh, cool.
Stuff like that, like designing clothing and making.
I was going to say, like, seed design sounds like something you'd have to go to school for.
No, yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised at how little schooling you need to have to go to actually, like, come up with and do genetics. Like, it's botany, really. I mean, if you have a green thumb, you got a green thumb, you know what I mean? Like,
right. You're not like cloning sheep.
Yeah, no, you're cloning plants.
So it's easier.
A lot easier. Yeah. It was interesting, like going to all the cannabis events, like Cannabis Cup and stuff, or High Times or whatever, like that. It was amazing. Like the first one I went to is when I realized, like, oh, There's too much money involved for this not to, like, be legalized at some point.
Oh, it's crazy, the investment,
Like, I saw the amount, the wads of cash that I saw, like, walking around. Like, I just remember, like big, the first dude I remember coming up to buy, like, a really big order of seeds was, like, just this big farmer-looking dude, like, big red beard, overalls, like, legit... came from off the tractor to the thing and bought $500 worth of product and then pulled out a wad and like only gave me like a fourth or
just
fifth of it.
Peeled them off like Scarface style.
Legit, big wad roll, peeled them off. I was like, all right, I'll be back. Hours later, came back, another like $500. I was like the amount of money and the... The people that are growing, like, people just don't realize, like, everybody's growing weed. Yeah. Your mama's growing weed, y'all. Like, I don't care what you say. Your mama's growing weed. I saw a father and daughter, like, combo that came and, awesome. Like, hey, honey, what do you want to get? Which seeds do you want to get? Like, I saw, like, all types of stuff like that, you know, like, soccer mom groups. Like, hey, Betsy, what's it like? Which one are we going to get? Like, straight up, like... Everybody's growing weed.
Yeah, it's the green rush.
Yeah, when you were saying father before you got to daughter, I thought it was going to be a father, like a priest. And I was like, that is awesome.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, the first geneticist, like, wasn't Mendeleev or whatever, the guy that first started doing genetics was a monk.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All right.
Probably should have.
Well, I don't know. There's probably someone listening right now that's like, that's not right.
True. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But somebody, what's the guy talking about?
It's not true at all.
Somebody's fact checking that.
Yeah, exactly. we hope that our listeners are forgetting to fact check within about like 5 minutes of it coming up. That are like, oh, what were
they talking about?
Rewind it. No, man, it's too many steps.
Yeah, when I listen to old episodes every once in a while, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go check that one out, and then I'll listen to that. There's like a question we always ask at the beginning. I'm like, I'm gonna Google that, and then it just never is mentioned again. No. Which is the disadvantage of doing a cannabis show.
I'm not even entirely sure I know what we talked about in the first section. And honestly, right now...
We talked a lot about Venmo.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. I just wanted to... about
that Venmo. I've been shocked, and I kid you not, shocked that more people don't privatize that, like, Venmo scroll. I don't understand, like, why I open up Venmo. I was like, oh, y'all... Okay, so y'all live together because you just paid rent. Oh, right. Okay, now I know who, like...
And also
I know,
what
like,
you paid for
household.
Rent.
I know how... Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know people's households weird. Based off of their Venmo. Like, that's, like, prime identity theft type of information.
Like, a serial killer thing would be, like, I look through their garbage and I figure out things.
You don't have to look through the garbage anymore. You just join Venmo and then have them as a friend and then just, like, check out what they fucking paid for.
Oh, and we talk about, it's actually funny, over the break I started looking, I was like, what are some of the ones? And I had a friend did one that said fuck tickets. I don't know what that means, but it can't be something, you know, it's
they
not,
went to an oldie timey porno show in
maybe,
a theater.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Oh god, that sounds horrible. We're gonna take a little break.
Oh, Paul Rubens.
Oh, buddy.
I feel so, you know, now that after the passage of time.
Sure. You can let that go.
You feel bad for that guy.
That's not the worst thing anybody in Hollywood's ever done.
God, no. At least he was he was hurting nobody but his own. Probably the guy cleaning
he
up.
He wasn't even hurting himself. Yeah, exactly. I think he was just appropriately behaving in a porno theater.
I agree.
What are you supposed to do?
Paul Rubens, we are on your side, buddy. We're going to take a break and come on back with Marshall Gibbons.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Right. Hey. We are back with Marshall Gibbons.
Hey, we've all gone to Venmo, and we know what you're doing.
Yep.
I cannot believe that you put murder gear.
Murder gear.
That'll be the lamest way to capture like a serial killer.
He paid as an accomplice.
No, you just
for
got one. You got
on
one cop who's just solving crimes by sitting on Venmo.
That's the
Oh man, dude. If God Friend in Me can be a show, I'm sure the Venmo Detective is not far away. It's coming, man.
Dude,
Venmo Detective.
I love Venmo Detective. But the funny thing is, his name is John Venmo, and he does all his work on PayPal. That's the irony.
Man,
show's got twists.
No. Oh man!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I is God Friend to Me still on?
Dude, they got renewed for like the second season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. God Friend to Me, dog.
God Friend to Me, dog. God sounds like the Irish version where God is friending canines. God Friend to Me, dog.
Me dog.
Oh man.
Venmo Detective, we're gonna talk about that afterwards, Sean.
Add that to the Air Bud series where it's like Evan Almighty where the dog gets made God.
Oh no.
Let's do it.
I was gonna be very upset that you even brought up Air Bud, but then you brought it back to that, and I feel like that's an amazing idea.
Air Bud has come up surprisingly often on this show.
It has.
Especially, what is it? What's the baseball one?
Seventh inning fetch.
Oh, yes. God. I love the word.
Seventh
play.
Inning fetch.
Love it.
Oh, so good.
I don't want to tell this story too many times on the radio, although maybe it's a recording story, but Marshall, you just need to know that. I went down a rabbit hole of Air Bud, and I wanted to know how Air Bud swung a bat. So I went to YouTube, and the first video I clicked on, Air Bud had the bat in his mouth, and he swung it like a thought, and I was like, cool. But when he hit it, it cut to an explosion, like a nuclear mushroom cloud, and I was like, wait, what? And then it cut back, and Air Bud was running the first. And keep in mind, I'm really, really high.
Sure,
I'm really high.
That's the only way to do this.
Air Bud's running the first, and he rounds first, and it cuts to fucking the Twin Towers and the plane.
No, it doesn't.
And it just showed me 9/11 and then cut back and it was Air Bud rounding home. And I was like, what did I just see?
Some asshole.
You got somehow catfished.
Yeah.
You got YouTube.
Some catfished. YouTube asshole cut that in to Air Bud.
And that was the first one. Never click the first one.
Yeah, never click the first
never
one.
YouTube is such a cesspool of that shit, though.
That
man.
Dude got you. You got Rickrolled.
I did. I really did. And it was amazing.
But in a really morbid
way. Dickrolled.
In a really morbid, morbid way.
Right. Yeah. It's like, because there was that video that went around for a while. It was like, hey, look at this. You got to get really close. And then the crazy face pops up.
Oh, yeah. I hated anybody that ever sent me that.
Man, yeah, that's not acceptable.
That's not acceptable. But never in my life did I think Air Bud to Twin Towers.
Oh, that's so awful.
That's amazing.
That's so awful.
I'll make sure to tell that story five to seven
times. No, that's turning into your...
That's my Dodger Stadium.
That's your Dodger Stadium. So we have a couple of games we'd like to play with our guests. A couple, we'd like to spend a little quality time.
Okay.
And the first game, which is, we like to take a little deep dive into the kind of conversations, kind of topics, kind of questions that you come up with when you're high in a segment that we call Things I Learned While High. Things I Learned While High, where we do little deep dives into topics when you go down those internet rabbit holes.
A high hole, huh?
Yes.
And I've got a kind of simple one this week, but it popped up. I was watching the new Mission Impossible movie, and I started thinking about those, the animations that they have at the front of movies with the studios, right? Mm-hmm. And we've all seen the same opening logos for movie studios for so long that you don't think about it until you're high, and then you start thinking about things that you no longer think about in any other context.
Yeah.
And some of them make perfect sense, right? Like Sleeping Beauty's castle is Disney, and the spinning Earth in space is Universal. But for some of them, you realize you're like, what is that? Like, what is that even thing? So. Mm-hmm. My question, so I was watching Mission Impossible, and this I will ask you this.
Okay.
What is the mountain at the beginning of the Paramount Pictures logo?
Oh, which mountain?
Yeah.
Is that Mount McKinley?
Sean Cowig.
I think it's Mount Everest. Because it's impossible to climb.
Oh, we gotta have a reason. We gotta do an essay.
I have no idea.
Well, you don't really need to have an answer. But all right, those are two good guesses. But the truth is, it's not even a real mountain.
What? Damn!
Come
trick
on,
question.
Right?
Trick question.
It is a trick question. Okay. But to find out the answer, it was inspired. However, to find out the answer, you got to go way, way back to 1914. That's how long ago that. Mountain goes.
Okay.
2 years after
Ross
the founding.
Mountain?
Wait, the mountain or Paramount itself?
Paramount was founded in 1912.
Okay, wow.
The mountain,
and
2 years, the mountain
they got Bob
logo
Ross
2 years
pay.
Later. It was Bob Ross as an infant. Yeah. Infant Bob Ross.
Hey, look, Bob Ross been painting since he was in the womb.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the logo was drawn on a napkin. By the studio's creator, William Wadsworth Hodgkinson, a guy I've never heard of, and I've worked in Hollywood for a long time. I've never heard that name in my entire life, but that guy founded Paramount in 1912. Wow. Although the original artist, whose name has since been lost to history,
of course,
drew the mountain on charcoal without copying any mountain in specific, the inspiration for the napkin drawing was supposedly Ben Lomond, a mountain in Utah where Hodgkinson grew up. And I'm sure if you go there to that mountain, they all tell you that.
Of course.
The redesigned version in 1951 took additional inspiration from a peak in Peru's Cordillera Blanca mountain range. So we started in Utah, moved to Peru, and then went to pure fiction, because now it's just entirely CGI, with a stop by in Africa since in the Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America, the mountain turns real and we fly past it and land in Zamunda. So in the fictional world of Coming to America, it's in Zamunda.
It's gotta be.
That's cool.
But the other
interesting
side detail I learned about this that I had even considered, the stars that ring the mountain, which fly in skimming the water, those stars represented the 24 stars that Paramount had under contract back in the old studio system when you only worked for one studio, and they included such luminaries as Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, Rudolph Valentino, and Rob Schneider.
That last one was
fake.
It's not really Rob Schneider.
I'm not even waiting for you to. No, I refuse.
No, there was no Rob Schneider. But those 24 stars were representative of the stars under contract.
That's pretty
stars,
incredible.
AKA indentured servants. Exactly. Of the studio system. Yeah, right.
Well, they and that was. Things I learned by
Not bad. Not this bad. This dude just was like in a bar and like drew on a napkin and slid it across and was like, I got an idea for a production studio.
That's very and likely what he sounded like.
Slid the napkin across.
He was all like, foresight. Like, you go. Watch this. Watch
I know movies. I know movies don't really exist in the format that you're later going to think of. But it was 1912, so he'd be like, I've got an idea for a movie studio.
Check this drawing out. It's mountains. Why? Because they're big. They're huge.
Because it's the Paramount. It's the pinnacle. It's the peak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how that would happen.
Oh, man.
That was a thing we learned while
that's, that's a good one. That's
yeah,
a good
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Because I would have sworn that was a real mountain.
I thought it was a real mountain because I keep thinking like the beginning of like Indiana Jones, it turns into a real mountain.
Sure.
Right? Right. The beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark. And right. then in the second one, there he hits a gong, turns into a gong, or you know, there's they Paramount. I like it when they actually integrate it kind of into the
sure,
movie
sure.
with those logos, mm-hmm. which you really can't do with Disney unless it's Sleeping Beauty,
right?
Because it'd be like, why is that castle in Cars?
Right. Yeah. Well, you've got the Paramount thing where you can incorporate the mountain, and
right.
then the other one that's interesting is 20th Century Fox when it's not no. Who's the lion?
MGM.
Yeah, yeah. MGM, when it's not the lion, when it's like something else, right? Because it's been like not the actual lion before, like something's come out and gone rawr.
Yeah, like a Muppet or something.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't know if it is the Muppets.
Didn't
the
TV division have like the kitty cat?
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Uh-huh,
the,
okay.
The cat
yeah,
was like,
right. Yeah.
No, I like, you know, and now they all go on the Fritz now because movies like, that's, you know, it's a hacker movie.
Right, totally.
Found footage.
Yeah.
Oh no, there's going to be an alien invasion because the logo is turning all. but that's one of the two games.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a second, right. And this, by the way, is my favorite bit that Sean does.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to play a little game called
Is It a Strain or Something Else?
Strainor. So is it a strain of weed or this other category of thing?
Okay.
Right? And Marshall,
I love that
with
death
your
metal,
name,
by
right?
the way.
Yeah.
It's Gregory James Jenkins
yeah,
right there.
Greg Jenkins,
oh,
baby.
Greg,
right?
So talented.
Greg Tronic. So today we're going to do a strain or an Urban Decay eyeshadow color.
Urban Decay, that's the company. That's an
actual
brand,
company.
Right?
That's
okay.
a company all vegan.
Urban Decay eyeshadow.
Don't pretend you don't know Urban Decay eyeshadow, Marshall.
Hey, I didn't. Look, I'm a Mac man, and that's just how it goes.
I get that. Callback. This one came courtesy of Faith. It was her idea for me to dive into this one. Uh huh. So we've got 10 here.
Okay. Strain or
is it a strain or is it a Urban Decay eyeshadow color?
So Urban Decay, okay. All right, cool.
Number one, Psychedelic Sister.
That's an eyeshadow.
It is. Deep Amethyst, Luminous Sheen, No Glitter. Rare Darkness.
That's a strain.
Yes, it is. It's a cross between Rare Darkness 1 and Grape Ape. Great strain to help with sleep or to combat headaches. Dark Horse.
That's a strain.
That is not. That is Deep Mocha, Luminous Sheen, No Glitter. I looked up Dark Horse because I figured like this has to be a crossover. But one word, no. And I think maybe, well, another one I found that like gave me fits was Dark Horse, a grow company, not a specific strain.
I just thought of a comic book company.
Right.
Yeah, a comic book company.
Right.
I used to have Dark Horse.
But there's not a Dark
Horse
strain.
And,
According to Leafly.
Okay.
Leafly is how I do my strain.
Oh, you do all your research.
I do
on
my
Leafly.
Research for strains on Leafly.
Very reputable.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah.
Number four, Polyester Bride.
that's an eyeshadow.
Yeah, it is. It is white snow with silver micro glitter.
Polyester bride.
Polyester bride.
I don't know if that's the
bride.
Image I don't want to be
like,
projecting.
Who's buying
polyester
this?
Bride? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you buy Urban Decay, these are all goth colors, right?
Yeah, it's a wide range. And yeah, it's just they've got that edge.
Yeah, okay.
They've got that edge, but
a lot of leather and spikes.
Yeah. But all it wouldn't even be leather because they're all vegan, so it would be pleather.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Leather
yeah.
in place.
Right.
You tried
what?
It.
That's fake lace. Come on, guys.
I got it.
Why do you need the fake lace?
Because lace is made out of lambskin.
Oh, man. Come on. Don't try to Rob Schneider me again, Doc. Don't do it. Come on. All right. You know what, though? For a second here, I was thinking, wait, is lace made out of, like, spider web? But, like, what is spider web made out of? Anyway, I don't know. Number 5, shark bite.
Oh, that's a strain.
It is a strain. Number 6, Woodstock.
That's a strain.
It's not. Ooh. It is not. It's a saturated deep pink luminous sheen, no glitter. I don't know why that hasn't been a strain yet. I'm amazed.
I'm very surprised
I'm amazed.
But you do
I'm
not
amazed.
Want to put the Woodstock 98 on your, or whatever the year it was that it went haywire.
Uh-huh.
All right, keep going, Johnny.
7, Chocolope.
That's a strain.
That is a strain.
That sounds delicious.
Number 8, Permafrost.
That's a strain.
That is a strain. Number 9, Black Cherry Soda.
It's a shadow.
It's a strain!
I thought I had it.
And last but not least, Snake Bite.
That's a shadow.
It is a shadow.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, you actually did pretty well, though.
You did really well.
I would say some of those strains sounded familiar.
Good.
Yeah, that's one way to cheat the system is knowing the answers.
Hey, that's... Can't fault somebody for their natural ability to know weeds.
Last thing I want to say about Urban Decay eyeshadow color is they're pretty hip, and they made this difficult because they also have crossovers such as Rockstar, Maui Wowie, Kush, Narcotic Blunt, Smoke Out, Baked, Twice Baked, Half Baked, and Easy Baked. Those are all shades of Urban
Decay. You
should have
thrown those in there. That would have gotten all wrong. That would have been all wrong.
But I mean, if they're both.
Urban Decay. So they're just vegan
Urban Decay vegan eyeshadow.
Who knew you needed?
You know,
even
I think
why not?
Right,
makeup as vegan or non-vegan. Well, I thought we stopped testing on animals.
No, I know. That's
I thought
what,
that
yeah.
was done. I thought that was a
not.
Wrap. So
or,
like, why does it need to be?
It's
vegan
also,
now?
I mean, you know, I guess it helps with the branding.
Is
as well.
It dairy? Is there dairy
or,
in my
you know,
eyeshadow?
Like, do the thing that we not know is like there's a lot of like horse hoof in most makeup.
We're gonna have to do some research.
We'll come back
we're gonna
to
have
you
to
with
do
some
research. Well, you know, if lace is made from lambskin,
eyeshadow,
spider webs. Who knows?
And spider webs.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, Marshall. All
right, this was fun,
man.
Fun.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
on
for
the
having
way,
me.
Highway.
Of course.
It's always enjoyable to have people who we enjoy. That was really redundant, but I'm going to run with it.
We're all high.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I'm big, man.
But thank you so much for joining us on IW Radio. Please remember, as legalization sweeps the country, there's a lot of Americans, especially poor ones, still locked up for dealing, possessing, or even smoking marijuana. So don't just legalize it. Deschedule it. Support clemency. Get nonviolent drug offenders out of jail.
Woo-hoo.
That's it for us. Thank you for listening to The Way Highway live on iDobe.com or on the free iDobe app or subscribing on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, such as Venmo.
Venmo podcasts, they're coming.
Feel free to get on there if you like the show and give us a rating. Give us a little bit of love and we'll give it back to you in a universal sense of energy. If you like what you hear, tell everyone you know. Follow us on Twitter at The Way Highway or Instagram at Way Highway. You can also find Sean at Sean Cowick, me at Justin_Ware, Dr. God at Dr. God Comedy, and Marshall at Mr. Happy Givens.
Yeah.
Sending a shout out to our producer, Diana Januzzi, our composer, Gregory Jenkins, for all these great tunes. Our executive producers, Nice Guy Digital, Dr. God Productions, our guest, Marshall Givens. And most of all, thank you for listening.
And remember, if you want to ride high, always take the way highway. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.